Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on this first weekday meditation. In my teaching yesterday at Sugar Hill Church, I mentioned that if there was one thing I could encourage followers of Jesus to do that I believe would have a radical difference in your life, would be to begin the process of daily meditation. Now, I know a lot of us hear that word and totally freak out about it, but there's really no need. As a matter of fact, the scriptures are filled with some of the most beautiful instruction to meditate. In the 48th chapter of Psalms, beginning in verse 9, the text says, "Oh God, we meditate on your unfailing love as we worship in your temple." In Psalm 119 and 23, "Even princes sit and speak, but I will meditate on your decrees." Again, in Psalm 119:27. "Help me understand the meaning of your commandments, and I will meditate on your wonderful deeds." So this season of meditation each day is really designed to be about 8 to 10 minutes max, and you could take a moment, and it's broken down into a few sections. The first part will be your breath, literally just using your breath and treat it like a door, where you're going from the hectic pace of the day, and you're moving from that space into a room where you're just walking in to chat with God. And so a season of meditation starts with, okay, let me set aside a time of quietude and a time of solitude where God and I get completely, perfectly centered on what He has for my life today. And so when we move from that moment of quietude and solitude, we enter into a time where we're going to talk about what we're grateful for. I truly believe that when we're grateful for what we have will always be enough. One of the greatest gains I had in my own spiritual life was when I began discovering the power of meditation, the opportunity to get apart from all the noise of this world and set aside a few moments where literally I could speak with God, but I could listen toward God. And what I discovered is when I was grateful, that's when everything changed in my life. I could start each day with what I'm grateful for. Right after that, we'll read some scripture. It'll be short, it'll be brief. I'll give you a short commentary on it. And then we'll step into a time of guided prayer. And at the end of the time, we'll close and give you the opportunity to spend a time with God on your own. So in these segments, I want us to jump now into a season of meditation. So start in a place that's quiet, in a place that is just you. Now for many of you, it might be while you're riding down the road. So whatever you do, keep those eyes open. But I want to encourage you right now to stop and find quietude, find solitude, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Kind of settle your soul and settle your mind, settle your emotions. Take another breath in, just let it out. Let your soul find this sense of peace and quiet. And draw that breath in again, hold it a little bit, and then just force it out. And in that time, it's like you are walking in from a door into a room with God our Creator. And you want to share with Him at least three things that you're grateful for today. Let's just start with three today. What's the first thing you can think of that you're grateful for? Don't overthink it. Don't try to make it spiritual. What are you grateful for? One of the things I was grateful for this morning is I have a truck that started. Now, what's the second thing that you're grateful for? I'm grateful that I slept well last night. Now, on a third thing, what's the third thing you're grateful for? I'm grateful that I had a great day at church yesterday. What are the three things you're grateful for? Write them down. Speak them out loud. God, thank you. God, thank you. God, thank you. Let me read a piece of text that I think you would find to be really fascinating. Joshua writes in chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you'll be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it, and only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. And this is my command, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. When I hear that, I'm reminded that I do not have to be fearful. God is with me. Over in the 121st Psalm, the scriptures say that God will be our comfort, He'll be our shield, He'll be our shade, that truly He is not a God that ever slumbers or sleeps, that He is always there with us and for us to ensure that what we are a part of is something that is a blessing to us in a season in which the Lord is so blessed by the fact that we love Him. So I want to encourage you today, don't be fearful. Be courageous. Don't wander away without centering your heart and your head and your hands on the things that matter to God. Meditate on those things throughout the day. When the world has totally gone crazy and it feels as though the whole world and the weight of it is on your shoulders, know I can be grateful and I can step into a room and I can let the instruction of the Lord seep into the deep, deep marrow of my bone and then enter with me into a time of prayer. Let it start with one thing that you want to tell God that you desperately need Him to do that only He can do in your life. What is that one thing? It's a bit like the gratitude that sometimes the silence is what we're not used to. But go ahead and say it out loud. Lord, today, the one thing I need you to do in my life is. You might have 20 things, you might have 100 things, but start today with this one thing. Lord, what's the one thing that if you could do this for me, you're the only one that can. And speak that out loud. Speak it out loud and pray out loud. I believe when we come boldly before the presence and the throne of God, He cannot wait for His children to say, Dad, I need you. Heavenly Father, I need you. The second thing I want to encourage you to do is tell God thank you. For what it is you were grateful for earlier, tell Him, Lord, I'm not just grateful for those things. I know all good things have come from above. All advancement in my life comes from the heavenlies. Tell the Lord just something that you love about Him. Go ahead, say it out loud. I suppose if I were in your seat, I'd be thinking, okay, this is a little awkward, Chuck. But you know, here's one thing that I want to tell the Lord today. God, I want to thank you. I get to be a part of an extraordinary church family. I have a wife that loves me. And Lord, if you could do this one thing, could you heal my daughter's broken heart? And I want to thank you that I know you can. And then allow your heart and your mind to be turned towards somebody else, a spouse, a child, a parent, a friend, a coworker. What is it that you'd be willing to bring about their life to the presence of quietude and solitude and gratitude? And you could ask the Lord to step in. Like this morning, part of my meditation was, Lord, there's this young couple I'm trying to help at church. And God, would you heal their marriage? And would you take and just do what only you can do and let the kindling fire of love be reinvited and reinvented into their hearts and in their home? So what is it, that one thing that you're going to bring from somebody else? Maybe even two today. And then I want to invite you to take just a few minutes in quietude. Let this music play for just a minute. And then finish this time. Maybe you'll just want to say what I say and build this into your weekday meditation routine. God, thank you that I can bring to you a heart filled with gratitude, a soul in desperate need of you. God, I want to hear from you today. Would you give me the direction as I meditate on the things that matter to you? And would you go before me today and make my crooked path straight? Would you go within me today and bring me peace and joy, fulfillment and contentment? And would you come behind me, Lord, today, and in the seasons in which are dark and desperate, would you pick me up and carry me through them, only so you could set me down victoriously on my two feet and wipe away my tears and kiss me on the forehead and wrap your arms around me and let me hear you say, "My child, I love you." My friend, that's how simple a short season of meditation can be. I trust today you'll be able to go in strength and courage with a desire to obey all the instructions that the Lord has given you, that you wouldn't have to turn either to the right or the left, but you could go on the straight path He has created for you, and that you would take what we've talked about in His book of instruction and you might meditate on it day and night. And I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow for another weekday meditation. God bless you.